Radio.
This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Groomer Humor. As always, we are your hosts. I'm Ruby V, along with Anthony Ray. First and foremost, we want to thank our producer, Mark Winter, and Pet Life Radio for giving us the opportunity. And as always, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Guys, in this episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about the challenges of staying in this very difficult career of dog grooming and how we could possibly support one another to make that challenge a little easier. We got that coming up in this episode of Groomer Humor.
How many of you have pets? My hand's raised. Now think about how lucky you are to have such a sweet little pet in your life, and that pet is lucky to have you too. But unfortunately, there are countless pets out there that don't have a home to call their own. However, Bob's from Skechers is trying to change that. So we developed Bob's for Dogs and Cats to help pets in need. With every purchase of adorable Bob's footwear or fun, stylish apparel, or even the cutest Bob's pet accessories, Skechers makes a donation to Petco Love to help save shelter pets. And with your help, we've already saved the lives of over 1 million pets and raised over $7 million. So while you're getting style and comfort with features like Skechers' famous memory foam cushioning, you're also helping to save an adorable pet in need and helping another lucky owner be connected with a future best friend and companion. Because happiness is having a loving pet by your side. Find Bob's at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, select Petco locations, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Groomer Humor. Once again, we are your hosts. I'm Rudy V, along with Anthony Ray. Guys, it is just so nice to talk to you guys once again about dog grooming. What a great topic.
We do bounce around a lot.
We do. I mean...
But dog grooming is always the heart and soul, even if we're talking about Taco Bell or, you know, all
right.
Numerous things we discuss.
Yeah. By this time, you guys definitely have gotten to know us on a completely different level. You know, I mean, you know, if you guys didn't notice that when we did the Amy Lee live stream, I gave Anthony a sanitary clip. So
I forgot.
Check that out. Go to Amy Lee live stream with us on there. You can see me giving Anthony a sanitary clip.
I totally forgot I did that. Oh my God.
You knocked over the camera.
Dude, you guys should go check that out. I must have suppressed that memory.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah. There was people watching and I'm acting like such a buffoon.
It was fun though. Thank you.
It was fun. Yeah, we love you, Amy.
We love you, Amy. But like we mentioned in the intro, guys, the challenge of staying in this business is incredibly difficult. And I'll tell you a little bit about me, as if you don't know about me already, but I've been doing this a very long time. I started dog grooming in 1985, so I'm in about close to 38 years. And I have seen so many ups and downs in this business, both personally, professionally. And I can tell you right now, it's probably one of the most difficult occupations that you can ever get into. And I often wonder why we get into it at all.
I think a lot of groomers get into this business with a very high misunderstanding of what actually goes into it.
Right.
There's always the misconceptions of just dog grooming is cute.
Yeah.
And like it's you get to play with dogs all day.
Right. Right. Well, yeah, check out some of our videos. Check out some other groomer YouTube videos and see how difficult it is. We in our YouTube channel don't always convey the difficulty of dog grooming because we're more of like a DIY channel, but there are other very popular grooming channels out there that show a little bit more truth of the stress of what they're feeling as they're trying to groom dogs. We show a little bit of it, but like I said, we tend to like try to teach people how to groom on our YouTube channel.
We try to mix in once in a while, like a shaky dog or, you know, a nervous dog. I think the only like dog that was like actively like trying to bite was the Westie getting the bath, but that dog was more trying to bite the water.
Yeah.
Then he wasn't really trying to bite you. But yeah, like you said, like we're DIY. So it's like we're not really going to teach you guys a whole lot if we're trying to deal with a dog that's trying to jump off the table. I mean, unless that's the specific problem that you have.
Yeah. And not to say that we won't show that in the future. But like I said, I've been doing this for so long, guys, and there's nothing I haven't done. I've gone through all of that stressful stuff. I've done it 10 times over. And when you start to reach that 30, 40 year mark of doing dog grooming, you tend to try to alleviate yourself from the more difficult jobs, the bigger jobs, the aggressive dog jobs. And again, it's part of what I want to talk about here is that's what'll keep you in this career. Because yeah, when I started this out, I was 19 years old, went to dog grooming school, and everything was great. I was all gung ho. I'm like, wow, you know, and at the time I think we were getting like 25, 30 bucks for a small dog grooming, a Shih Tzu poodle. And it was like, wow, I can make $25 in, you know, an hour and a half. It was good money back in 1985.
yeah, not so much now.
Not so much now. But the point is that it's such a challenge because it's hard to make that money and it's hard to stay in it. Once I reached even like the 2 or 3 year mark, I suffered from groomer burnout. And you guys know what that is. It's when you just question your occupation, whether you want to do it anymore. You get bitten up a couple of times. You know, you have unruly customers that come in and their demands are so high, and you know, you're trying to please them, and you know, dogs are jumping off the table while you're trying to groom them, and it becomes an extremely stressful environment. So what keeps us in the game, right? After a while, you start saying, hey, man, you know, I can get another job. I can go to FedEx. I can go to UPS and make even more money and not have to deal with this crap, right? But what keeps us in the game? I guess love of dogs, if I had to sum it up. We love dogs and love being around them. It's weird, but as dog groomers, we have to separate that love and that cuddly feeling that we get with our pets and actually do the work. We actually have to give them a haircut. And that's where the challenge comes in. The problem comes in. The stress comes in. Trying to clip a dog's nails who is just trying to take your friggin' hand off. Your heart is jumping out of your skin. So I don't know how much longer I can do this, Anthony. I'll be honest with you. All kidding aside, I think I've been spent 5 years ago already.
Well, you have a hernia collection that you've been building over the years, and you know, it's probably worth a lot of money at this point because you know, you never opened it,
right?
It's mint on card, they call it.
Yeah,
you know, mint on belly button.
Yeah,
I think that a lot of groomers feel stuck because it's so hard to learn and master, I guess, and so few people actually do master it. And that's, I feel like, you know, when groomers have that realization of, especially nowadays, I could make as much money flipping burgers at McDonald's with 0% of the responsibility that carries over from dog grooming and get steady pay and not have to really deal with trying to not get bit in the face. When they have that realization, I think they feel stuck because it's like, but I just went through 5 years of hell and stress trying to get good at this. And I'm finally like, I'm there, but now you're doing 8 dogs a day because you are there and because you've been grooming for 10 years and you could groom a full day.
Right.
But with that comes the full stress of being a groomer. And then that's when people want to stop.
Yep.
It's almost like that's what's so weird about dog grooming. You want to stop when you reach the pinnacle of, no, you made it. You're good. You have some experience now. You can do it. And
so true.
You're stuck though, because you don't really want to do it. You do. But once it occurs to you that there are so many easier things that you can do.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like that's when it happens.
It's like being in a bad relationship. You know what I mean? You become so used to it. I guess to quote Natalie Wood, it's better to stay with the devil you know than to seek something else. You get so far into it. And like you just said, you become good at it and you invest so much energy and time and money into it that backing out of it is almost like, well, I'm not backing out now.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You know,
but and now you're stuck.
Then now you're stuck. And not to say that there's not the love of doing this, because again, like bathing dogs. We just did a video with Bogey and cleaning up Bogey. It's a rewarding job, but it's so damn stressful. I can't even, I have seen groomers collapse. No lie, guys. I've been doing this for so long. I worked in various different situations, different people. I worked for a friend of mine, and his shop was very, very busy. And I've literally seen dog groomers collapse at their table. I saw someone get bit in the face by a cocker spaniel so severely that the dog came, she was clipping the dog's nails. The dog came at her face, bit down, grabbed her under her lip and her nose, and her reaction was to pull away, and the dog just pulled right through her face. Her lip was out. Her nose was open. So you think this is a joke. People think this is cute. It's not cute. It is friggin' dangerous at times, not all the time, but something like that will make you bounce very, very quickly. She bounced immediately, had to get plastic surgery on her face and everything. And it was a shame. But we're dealing with dogs. You're dealing with unpredictable situations at times. So again, what keeps us in? I've been severely bitten. I got severely bitten by a golden retriever. I didn't want to go to work. I didn't want to go back. I just didn't even want to go back. Even the smell of walking into the shop I was working at, just, I was terrified because I got bitten up so badly. So what keeps us in? What keeps us in? I think part of it is we don't talk enough about it. You know, there are certain occupations that are a lot more stressful than others. For example, you know, being a cop in Manhattan, you know, their suicide rate is so high because their job is so stressful. And it's just not a good job to get into because their job is so stressful. Dentists have a stressful job. Veterinarians have a stressful job. And so do dog groomers.
Well, it's certain careers are really only made for certain people. You have to have strong stomachs and, you know, be able to deal with high stress, high anxiety situations. And not everybody can do that. I'm actually, to be honest with all of you, I'm shocked that we've even made it this far as dog groomers, because me and you run real nervous.
Oh, yeah. 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 I run very nervous.
I'm a nervous guy.
Yep. And that's part of the challenge, too, is keeping yourself, you know, calm enough to do this job so that the dog's not picking up on your nervousness, all of that. But I was watching recently a fellow dog grooming YouTube channel, very popular channel. I'm not going to mention their name, but they were doing this really, really big job, a completely matted, I don't know what kind of dog it was, but it was like a big, almost a giant double coated breed, matted. The owner was giving her a hard time. Oh, I didn't want the dog shaved and all this. So she agrees to not shave the dog, which makes the job even 10 times harder. She's clipping out the mats and raking it out, blow drying. She just spent like 4 or 5 hours on it. And then one of the comments was, somebody left this rude comment. It said, "Stop complaining about your job. If you don't like your job, then just quit. Shut up and do your job. I was a hairdresser for 10 years. Okay, that's something that has to stop. Stop comparing hairdressing. Not to say that you guys don't work hard. You do, but stop comparing it to dog grooming. Okay.
Has nothing. It's totally different.
Yeah. And the stresses of it are completely different. Because when was the last time you went to the hairdresser and they cleaned your ears out with a cotton ball, you know, or, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, or, you know, you sat down and the person whose hair you're cutting starts biting at your scissors. Right. you know what I'm saying? You know, when was the last time you were a hairdresser and you took one of your clients and put them in the tub and did their anal glands? You know,
sign me up if you are doing that. Probably use some extra work.
Right. Yeah, right. So if you're if you're a hairdresser that does anal glands.
I got to ask my barber what kind of specials he has, what sort of, you know how they break it down sometimes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Packages. I got to see what kind of packages. Just exactly. Maybe hairdressers are doing this the whole time and we had no idea.
Yeah.
That would be the only thing that would make that statement you just read make any sense.
Yeah. What do we know?
Yeah.
What do we know? Really, stop comparing, you know, other jobs to this. This is a very unique job. It's probably one of the most unique jobs you can ever do. And that's why people don't want to do it. 3 groomers in our area have gone out since 2022 to now. 3 groomers have gone out of business.
Well, there's a reason why when you drive down, say, for example, our main drag here, there's, off the top of my head, six or seven places to get your hair cut, probably 10 places to get your nails done, and there are two groomers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not the same thing. The hairdresser, comparing a hairdresser, that's a pretty idiotic comment. I'm sorry.
It's a really dumb comment, you know.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Groomers complain a lot about what they do because we have the right to complain. We have sheer exhaustion at the end of the day, especially if we have a big job or a difficult dog that we're working on. And we talk about it in our videos all the time. So, you know, you dog groomers out there, keep complaining. Don't worry about it. We're listening. You know,
dog groomer, we spend most of our time complaining about dog grooming to other groomers anyway. It's just water cooler talk. Leave us alone.
Exactly. It's not complaining. We're discussing the occupation. Yeah. We're discussing our job. Yeah. God forbid a dog groomer should discuss their job or how difficult it is right away. Oh my God, you should be loving your job. You're playing with dogs all day. No, we're not. We're not playing with dogs all day. Although we do have a video coming up of us playing with the dog all day.
Well, that's different though. that video has a purpose. It's a puppy. We're breaking through to it and giving it freedom. So yeah, we're playing with it, but we still have to groom it.
Right. You still have to groom it. So
we're playing with a goal in mind though. So it's not stress-free playing. It's playing and at the same time praying to God we can groom this dog.
Yeah. Exactly. Look for that video. It's coming up this week, maybe sometime this week or something, but it's a really, really cute dog and it's a puppy.
No, it's out already.
Oh, it's out already.
It should be by the time.
You're doing things behind my back, well, Manny.
Because by the time this comes out, the video will be out already.
Coño. He doesn't
video's
even
coming
tell
out
me.
Tomorrow.
You don't even tell me anymore what you're doing.
I don't need to tell him anything.
Okay. Anyway, he's the tech whiz. I don't know.
I'm the tech whiz.
Yeah, it took us about an hour just to set up for this show today because of your tech wizardry.
It's because your computer's from 1997.
Well, reload. What did the app needed to update?
I don't know.
You might want to update the app, Anthony, you know, before we talk to Mark.
Or you could take a quick stroll in Best Buy.
Well, let's do that.
You want to go today?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that right after.
Yeah, anyway,
hurry up because I want to go to Best Buy now.
Let's roll. So yeah, one of the things is that the dog groomers complain. We should be complaining to one another. Okay. So that's another thing that we should never do. Dog groomers should never be talking crap about other dog groomers. That bothers me. Stop talking crap about other dog groomers because, you know, just because you were able to do this really hard to handle aggressive job doesn't make you a better dog groomer than someone else because you don't know what that dog may have done at another shop or its previous grooming. Okay. For all you know, that dog bit somebody up, bit the other dog groomer up or bit one of her employees up really, really badly or ended up getting hurt really bad. And now, you know, that person, the owner of that dog may have table hopped and finally got to you. And because she stopped complaining about it or something like that and realized that the more I complain, the more nobody wants to do my dog. And you end up doing it. Yeah. Okay, fine. It's great that you did it, but like, don't put down another dog groomer because they chose not to, because again, you don't know what they may have been going through. For all you know, they're going through a divorce or whatever, worse than that. And they just couldn't do that dog, but you did. I've had dogs. We've had dogs here that we were able to do that other groomers couldn't do because sometimes certain dogs will just take to certain people. You know, some dogs are more comfortable with men than they are women or women than they are men. Some dogs are just more comfortable with a different environment. Maybe your shop smells differently or a mobile groomer. So you never know what that dog did previously. So you should never really talk about another dog groomer. For all you know, that other dog groomer was severely injured by that dog that you're able to do. So again, we need to support one another. Dog groomers need to support one another in the sense of, hey, I couldn't do this dog. Do you want to try to do this dog? Things like that. We do a lot of older dogs. We specialize in older dogs. I can sit here and say we specialize in older dogs. We're not that great with puppies, really.
No.
You know, because puppies...
We run nervous and puppies are very stressful because they don't know anything.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and don't get me wrong, you might be that dog groomer that's just well-versed and rounded and you can do it. And that's great. Good for you. And God bless you. We need groomers like you. But again, don't be talking about other groomers that, especially somebody like me, I'm going to be 60 years old soon.
Yeah.
I can't do giant breeds anymore. Been there, done that, man. What am I supposed to do? I can barely get out of bed in the morning and I'm going to be crawling around the floor doing a giant breed. You know, I've had three hernias. I got varicose veins shooting out of my right leg. You know, I feel like they're going to explode and my leg is going to fall off.
You got varicose veins coming out of your eyes at this point.
Exactly. So, you know, and we still get the, show us some giant breeds.
Dude, no.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
We have Chico.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. We have Chico.
We have one, what is he, a golden doodle or a labradoodle? I forget which.
And, you know, we have a couple of huge, like, boxers, you know, but I'm done doing a Great Pyrenees. I can't do a Great Pyrenees anymore. It'll kill me. I mean, it'll kill me. The job will kill you eventually. So, yeah, if you're 25, 30, even 40 years old, and you still feel like you can do that big Great Pyrenees or that St. Bernard or something like that, then by all means, do it and God bless you. But for somebody like me that's been doing this for almost 40 years, sorry, guys, I just can't do that anymore.
I ain't doing a Great Dane either.
No, you know, and you might want to question that yourself. If you're in this career and you're creeping up and getting older in your career, you kind of start just taking smaller dogs. You know,
and we've seen it all, what you were saying before with dogs being okay somewhere and not being okay somewhere. We've seen every version of that. We've had dogs that have come to us that nobody else can do, and they're an angel for us. We've seen the opposite. We couldn't do it. People went somewhere else. We checked in with them. They said, oh, no, dog was great. We've even had to tell some of our customers that, you know, oh, yeah, the first couple of times the dog let us do it, and now it just hates us for some reason. We don't know. And then the customer does it themselves, and they're an angel. So it's like we've seen it all. Like, you know, you just never know.
Right. You never know because it's very unpredictable. Dogs are unpredictable. That's just the way it is. And that's the purpose of this particular podcast. And what we're talking about is how do you do this long term? You know, and I'm telling you how I did it. I did it by trial and error, by multiple hernias, like you said. You know,
got a nice collection.
Nice collection of hernias. I have about $200,000 worth of hernia in me. You know,
there you go. You should unload some of them.
Yeah, exactly. But how do you stay in this business once you start creeping up on 50 and 60 years old? You know, do you still have that energy? And if you do, God bless you. I don't. You know, I'm sorry. I don't. I'm just being honest with you guys because the industry, groomers have to support one another. I'm sorry. We have to support one another in every aspect of this. It bothers me when I hear groomers putting down other groomers because, in my opinion, every groomer is doing the absolute best they can, you know?
Yeah.
And there's very few of us. So, you know, there's not a whole lot to deal with. There's not a whole lot of groomers and there's not a whole lot of young people choosing this profession either. Unfortunately, I was hoping it would turn to a different way, you know, but.
Well, maybe it still will. I mean, we've definitely made friends with a couple of other grooming content creators and especially even at like expos, just enthusiasts and doesn't have to be grooming like Chrissy Joy, where she's a friend of ours and she's just the sweetest person in the world. And, you know, you meet trainers and groomers and all of that. So hopefully, you know, especially since I see more expos, you know, popping up and growing and everything. And, you know, you guys hanging out with us doing stuff like this and watching our videos and everything. I mean, it's definitely growing. I just don't, like you're saying, I don't really, you know, I hope that there's no war starting, especially between content creators, because it's not a contest. It's right. You know, there's no reason for beef between content creators, especially grooming content creators, because we're all doing the same thing.
We are doing the same thing. And there's a lot more, there's a lot of newer content creators coming up that I'm watching. I'm watching all these new guys and it's like, these guys are great. You know, where have you been? You know, the more we talk about it and the more YouTubers there are demonstrating their style, where they are. I mean, you know, there's a pet grooming over in Poland. There's another pretty popular one in China there that just showing their stuff. And the more we have, the more the platform grows. And again, you can actually see in the content creators who's doing what and who's specializing in what. And I think it's fantastic and it's only going to help. So the more people who are coming onto YouTube and talking about it, again, that's a form of support. And that's what we're talking about. We need to support one another And, you know, avoid these like idiotic comments. You get so many dumb comments, like we're grooming a dog. We've had comments where it's like, you should never cut a dog's nails. How dumb is that? So the dumbest comment I've ever heard, you know, wolves don't trim their nails. Okay. But your dog's not a wolf.
Yeah.
Your dog lives in your kitchen. Your dog needs, you know what I'm saying? Like that's how ignorant some of the common wolves, yeah. You know, you should leave dogs being natural. Dogs are not natural. Okay. They're not wolves.
I remember when I put that wolf video out, God, it's so old. I have to watch that and see how stupid I was. But yeah, for any of you who haven't been with us since that long ago, I put a wolf video out about, you know, our wolves, huskies and all of that. And yeah. All somebody got out of it was, you know, wolves don't cut their nails. I don't know. So how do they do it? And it's like, dude, you don't think that wolves having to hunt and living in wooded areas or freezing cold temperatures, yeah. With the terrain, you know, you don't think that those nails get filed down. They don't live in the kitchen.
Yeah. Why are you cutting that dog's pads? It's unnatural. You don't cut a wolf's pad. Well, a wolf needs its pads because it's running through the forest.
Again, because of the terrain.
Yeah. You know, the wolf isn't running on a nice linoleum floor.
Yeah.
You know?
And also a wolf isn't a dog, so its DNA is different. Maybe the fur under a wolf's pads doesn't grow the same way a domesticated dog's does.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, Chi-Chi is going to need as much work. Yeah. I don't know.
Right. As Alpha, you know?
Yeah.
And then we get the dumbest comments too. Like, you know, who do you think would win in a fight, a wolf or a pit bull? Man, I don't know. I don't want to see that. you know,
the wolf would win because I don't want to see it either. But the wolf would win because just as the fight starts, the pit bull has no idea that, oh, there's 9 other wolves around me the whole time.
That's what I was going to say. Oh, they're hiding.
Yeah, they're wild animals.
The wolf would win.
Yeah, the wolf would probably win because you guys are, you know, in Jurassic Park. Clever girl. Oh, yeah, you're hunting the raptors and he looks to the side and there's one staring at him the whole time. Exactly. That's what wolves do.
That's what wolves do, you know. But
good luck.
Again, we're talking about dog grooming here. So we're dealing with a lot of comments, a lot of ignorant comments. But like I said, when I read that comment off of the other YouTube creators, content creator channel, it bothered me. It bothered me a lot because it's like, how dare, stop complaining about your job. Get out of here.
Doesn't everybody? You
know? Everyone complains about everybody their job. Why aren't dog groomers allowed to, you know, so again, you guys want to complain, you complain to us and, you know, we'll listen. We you know, we're sympathetic and we're sympathetic to the client too, because ultimately this is what leads to, you know, a good dog groomer and having a dog have a good experience. With that being said, guys, this show is running long. So let's cut the break in, and then we'll come back and we'll sum it up. We'll talk about a few more things. We'll be right back on Groomer Humor.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, Stitcher, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets. Let's talk pets. On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Groomer Humor on Pet Life Radio. We are your hosts, as always. I'm Anthony Ray, hanging out with my dad, Rudy V. And today we're talking about some of the challenges of remaining a dog groomer, not even so much becoming one. It's about remaining a dog groomer. We're talking about my dad's collection of hernias that has grown. So, you know, it's good. You're setting up for retirement if you ever sell any of those. You know, yeah. And just, it's a struggle. It's a struggle doing this. You know, you just mentioned a minute ago that, you know, with the Great Pyrenees and everything, I'm 33. I'm at that age right in the middle of like, yeah, you have enough experience, you can groom, and you're not too old. Like, I'm at that age where it's like, I should be doing some Great Pyrenees dogs or some, you know, some bigger dogs. And I'm still not doing that because it's just doing what we do, which is mostly mid to smaller sized dogs, older dogs. I'm still spent by the end of the day.
Sure.
And I'm only 33.
Yeah.
I am a spring chicken.
Yeah.
But yeah, my back is killing me by the end of the day because this business just destroys your body.
Absolutely. You know, you can bathe one dog and your back will be out for 2 weeks.
One dog that is shifting its weight to the back of the tub or sitting constantly,
yep,
that you have to basically lift with one hand. I've given dogs baths that I've had to lift them. And, you know, not old dogs, you know, dogs that are, you know, whatever, middle-aged, they could stand perfectly with no hip problems, but they just like to sit because the water makes them, and I need them to stand. I've had baths where I've picked a dog up 30 times.
Sure.
Like, okay, and okay, baby, it's okay. Like, you know, it's.
Or like, even like the jump scares as far as like grooming a dog with a clipper, you know, I could be doing a sanitary clip and just the dog keeps sitting on the clipper and it's just like, you know, did I cut him? And did I cut, how many times have I said, Anthony, I think I cut this dog.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like, oh my God, I didn't, I can't believe I didn't cut this dog, or the dog's biting at the clippers. And it's the stress of this job is only another groomer or you guys grooming your dogs at home could relate to. Try grooming your dog and then we'll talk. And then after you do that, stay in the industry for 40 years, 50 years, and you tell me how you feel at the end of that tunnel, because there's a good chance you're going to feel just like me. And I'm still in it. I'm not going anywhere. I'm working with a severe hernia that flares up on any given time, right? And we be in five dogs in the day, prep everybody, and I got to finish everybody. I still got 4 or 5 hours of grooming left, and my hernia is on fire to the point where I can't even move. How am I finishing these dogs? That's what we're talking about here. It's a lot more than, say, just, you know, using certain products, right? Like, everybody's using certain products. And listen, not to say that not using good quality products aren't going to help and make your job easier or your result is going to be better. They are. We're not, by all means, we're not saying go out there and use bad products, but that's not what's going to keep you in this business. Okay. What's going to keep you in this business is your ability to deal with stress. Number one, keeping up your confidence level. You're constantly challenging or questioning your confidence in this, meaning like, I don't know if I feel good enough to do this anymore. Your attitude towards it, dealing with rude customers, you know, how you're still handling dogs after you got bitten or you had a stressful day of a dog trying to even bite you all day. What's going to keep you in this business? What's your mental state of mind? What's going to keep you in this business is what you're feeling inside you. Okay. And again, I've seen people give this up because they've gone through a bad divorce or the death of a loved one. I lost a lot of my family members and was ready to give this up because I just couldn't deal with the stress. It's just stress upon stress. So work on yourself. If you guys are choosing to do this, you really need to go inward. And I don't know if that sounds cheesy or not, but you need to rest. You need to rest your body. You need to rest your mind. You need to constantly reevaluate the voice inside you and get out there and hug a tree if you have to. I don't know. That's what I do. I take long walks in the park to calm myself down and reevaluate what I do. It's subject to change on what might be going on in your life at any given time. Again, you might be having a really, really hard time in your life. You know, maybe, God forbid, maybe your child got sick or something like that, and you're dealing with that. And now you're going into work and you're dealing with, you know, someone complaining that, you know, you left the bangs too long. Do you see what I'm saying? We have lives. Dog groomers have lives, and it's not just to appease you. You see, and I think that there's an over, I don't know, there's just too much of that. Like, you know, us appeasing everyone. We have to appease the client all the time. Well, it's hard to appease the client when you're in physical pain or you're having a rough time in your life. You don't want to hear it. You know, you just don't want to hear it. And again, you still have to separate yourself. And we do hear it. And a good dog groomer is going to tolerate that, is going to say, you know, I'm putting my personal life aside because I have to groom Fluffy here. You know, I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, well, it does. You know, we should design a shirt that says, instead of Frankie say relax, it should be, you know, Groomer or Rudy say relax, because that's really the whole point, is like, you have to stay calm. You gotta relax.
You do.
If you wanna survive in this business. No, you know, you have to find a zen for us. And it's changed a little bit throughout the years. Like, you know, currently it's more just me and you. We just talk each other through the day. But we used to put the TV on, you know, sometimes we still do out front, you know, background noise, nothing too loud that'll distract you or the dogs, but, you know, background noise. Some people, one person when we first started the podcast, they put our podcast on while they're bathing. They're a dog bather. I wonder if they're still listening. That was a really...
If you are, thank you.
Thank you, because that was such a sweet thing to say.
But we always remember your kind comment that you left. It was like the
first comment that this podcast ever got. Some people listen to music or a podcast. Listening to podcasts in general is actually a really popular one. Again, nothing overly distracting where you're going to forget. Like, you know, you have to be in the zone, but you have to find something to relax, and anything that makes you happy. Like I said, you know, me and you have so much to talk about all the time. So usually we just sort of talk to each other throughout our day, but it does help keep calm. Take breaks. You know, you got to be wary of taking too long a break. That's another craziness about this business, is, you know, you've had times where it's like, you know, I can sit, but I could only sit for like 60 seconds, because the longer I sit, the harder it is to get back
up. Time restraint of getting the dog out.
Yeah, you run out of time, but you have to find the calmness. And I know it sounds like a broken record, but just, you know, only take dogs that you know you can do.
Yeah.
That don't stress you to the point of wanting to quit, and don't ever quit because of what a customer or a potential client says to you, because that would be the worst.
That's a good point, because you could be doing this great job and it's always going to be that one client that you listen to that rings out in your ear like, oh my God, I'm a bad groomer now because one person didn't like what I did.
Exactly. And if you went through what we went through with sites like Yelp, where, you know, we have somebody who's not even a customer of ours leaving horrible comments, lying, and then to combat false information, we tell some of our customers of 20 years, we'd never asked you to do this, but can you push this review down by telling everybody what a great relationship we have with you? And then Yelp filters those out as not real. And it's like, wow, okay. So don't let crap like that be the reason you get out of being a groomer, especially if you're excelling at it.
We want to give a big thanks to all of our customers that come into our grooming shop, because we have great customers. Not without weeding out a lot of the bad customers. We basically have a three strikes, you're out rule. Yeah. If you don't like what I'm doing after three times, then go somewhere else, because there's nothing I can do to sit there. And because I'm not going to sit there and constantly, you got that customer that's going to complain every grooming for years. It's not going to make you feel good. And it's not going to want to make you, it's not going to make you want to groom their dog either.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
It's not a petty thing either. What happens when you do that, if you're a customer who complains about it every time, is it just stresses your groomer out. Now, every time you bring your dog in, the groomer is going to be more stressed about you complaining than making sure it's a safe grooming. The dog's going to feed off of that. So by just complaining every time, you're creating this highly stressful environment for your dog and your groomer. Yeah. And it's not worth that.
No, what it does is it develops just a bad relationship. Okay, if somebody's always telling you how wrong you are, how disappointed they are in you, you're just going to get worse and worse, and it's going to develop a bad relationship. So if you guys get anything out of this podcast, if you're a client of a dog groomer, please give your dog groomer a hug. Okay. Tell them that you love what they're doing and thank you, which most people do. Don't get me wrong. Most clients are very, very good, especially ours. Again, we want to thank you guys. And if you're a groomer, for God's sakes, please support your fellow groomer. Okay. Support your fellow groomer. You know what they're going through. So please, groomers need to support one another. And this is one way to do it. Let us know what you do. Please, whatever you do to calm yourself down and keep yourself sane while you're doing this incredibly challenging occupation, let us know. Please write it in the comments and give us some ideas and help another groomer out.
All right. Well, that's going to do it, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. As always, we'd like to thank our producer, Mark Winter. Thank you so much, Mark. If you haven't already, head on over to our YouTube channel. It's called Grooming by Rudy. That is Grooming by Rudy on YouTube.com. Leave a like, share, comment, subscribe, all that fun stuff. You could also like Grooming by Rudy on Facebook. Follow Grooming by Rudy on Instagram and Twitter. It has been an absolute pleasure. As always, take care of yourselves and your pets.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.